Andrew Lang, An English Story. The Three Little Pigs, Part 1. Long ago there lived a mother pig with her three children, piglets, on a large, comfortable and old-fashioned farm. The eldest of these piglets was named Brownie. The second, Whitey, and the youngest and best-looking, Blackie. Brownie was a very dirty little piglet, I'm sorry to say it, but he spent most of his time rolling and wallowing in the mud. He was never as happy as on a wet, rainy day, when the mud on the farm was soft, thick, and he could thoroughly soil himself in it. Then he sneaked away from his mother to the yard and just rolled and tumbled in it, completely enjoying himself with joy. His mother often scolded him for it, sadly shook her head and said, "One day you'll regret not listening to your old mother." But no well-meant words or advice deterred Brownie from his bad habit. Whitey was quite a clever piglet, but very greedy. He always thought only about his food and looked forward to a hearty meal. When the farmer's wife carried buckets to the yard, he always stood on his hind legs and danced and hopped with excitement. As soon as the food was poured into the trough, he pushed Brownie and Blackie aside in his greed to get the best and biggest pieces for himself. His mother scolded him for his selfishness and told him that one day he would suffer for his greed and gluttony. Blackie was a good, handsome little piglet. He was neither dirty nor greedy. He was quite elegant, and his coat was always smooth and shiny, like black satin. Besides, he was much smarter than Brownie and Whitey. His mother's heart always leapt with joy when she heard that one day a little Blackie would be a very valuable piglet. The time came when their mother felt old and weak, and knew that her end was slowly approaching. One day she called her three little piglets to her and said, "My children, I'm becoming frail and weak. I won't live much longer. Before I die, I want to build each of you a house, since this old pigsty where we lived so happily will be given to a new family of piglets, and you'll have to leave. Brownie, what kind of house would you like?" "A house of mud," replied Brownie, looking at the puddle in the corner of the yard. "And you, Whitey?" asked the mother with a rather sad voice, for she was disappointed that Brownie made such a foolish choice. "A house of cabbage," said Whitey, with his mouth full, barely lifting his snout, which was still searching for scraps in the trough. "Silly, foolish child," said the mother sow, looking quite desperate. "And you, Blackie," she turned to her youngest son, "what kind of house should I order for you?" House of bricks, please, mother, so it's warm in winter, cool in summer, and safe all year round. That's a sensible little piglet, replied his mother, looking at him fondly. I'll make sure those three houses are built right away. And now, one piece of good advice. You've heard me talk about our old enemy, the fox. When she hears that I'm dead, she'll surely try to seize you and take you to her den. She's very cunning and sly. She'll undoubtedly disguise herself and pretend to be your friend. You must promise me that under no circumstances, for any reason, will you let her into your houses.